Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, we're going to be taking a trip to South America, to the city of Bogota in Colombia. And we're going there because they have a very special policy, I guess we should say, with some of their streets where they're closing them down or shutting them down each Sunday.
Wow.
And that just means that traffic can't go there. If you're driving, you can't drive your car or your truck or your motorcycle or your scooter there.
Oh, no.
So how are they gonna travel? Good. Oh, that's good, though.
Yeah, that's good for the environment.
That's good for the environment, and it's good for people who just want to kind of walk around those areas and not have to worry about traffic.
Yeah, they won't get run by the cars.
They don't have to worry about looking over their shoulders for who's driving behind them because there is nobody driving behind them.
Now,
amazing. Yeah, it is amazing. You don't think of cities being car-free because cities are busy with lots of traffic. But why are they doing this?
Yeah.
We're going to find out through our article today. It's called Bogota Closes Its Streets Each Sunday. Let's get into day one right now. Reading. Bogota closes its streets each Sunday. Walk down the streets of Bogota, Colombia on a Sunday, and you'll see streets full of cyclists, runners, and walkers. What's more, there's not a car in sight. From 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Sunday, about 76 miles of streets are closed in Bogota for Ciclovía. This is a program the city government has been running since 1974. The word ciclovía is Spanish for cycleway, or a bike lane closed to cars. About 1.7 million people, or one-fourth of Bogota's population, hit the streets each Sunday. In fact, ciclovía is one of the most celebrated mass recreation events in the world. The idea for ciclovía came from Jaime Ortiz Marino. He went from Colombia to the U.S. to pursue degrees in architecture and design in the 1960s. He saw that Colombia was following the American model of having people drive cars all the time. In 1974, he organized Bogota's cyclists, and they pushed to close two central streets to vehicles. However, the program didn't really take off until the 1990s under a very supportive mayor. All right, the article starts off today by saying, walk down the streets of Bogota, Colombia on a Sunday, and you'll see streets full of cyclists, runners, and walkers. Okay, we're on Sunday, the last day of the week. And you're walking down these streets in Bogota, which is a very busy, crowded city, but you're going to see cyclists. Cyclists are people who are riding bicycles, also runners, so they're going for a jog or going for a run, and people who are just walkers going for a walk. So one thing we're not seeing are cars and trucks and other vehicles.
Oh, I want to go there on a Sunday. Okay, 所以每到星期日哦，在这个 Colombia 就是哥伦比亚的 Bogota。OK， 我今天呢要开始学习西班牙的发音，要不然我怕我会发音念错。就是波哥大的城市的街景哈、哦，充满了怎么样呢 ？Full of cyclists。Cyclists 是什么呢？其实就是骑自行车的人，或者它可以用来表示自行车的运动员。OK， 因为我们常常会提到 cycling， 就是骑自行车，而Bicycle 当然相信大家都不陌生，就是脚踏车这样的意思啦。所以呢，我们在看到他们星期日的时候，哎，都是没有车哦，因为它是充满了骑脚踏车的，还有怎么样runners 慢跑的，以及这个 walkers 就是散步的人们。
Next, it says, what's more, there's not a car in sight. In sight here just means, well, you can't see a car. It's not in sight. If something is not in sight, it means you cannot
see it. So I hinted at this earlier. It just means there's no cars or no vehicles around.
Cool. Okay. 所以 what's more? 常常我们在文章当中提到就是而且在这怎么样怎么样。Okay. 我们是要用来补充说明一些事实啦。Okay. 所以常常我们也可以用 in addition 或者是 furthermore, 同样呢也有类似这样子的功能就是在补充说明。比方像是我可以说 her boyfriend is intelligent and handsome. What's more, he respects her. Okay. 那刚刚提到的片语 in sight, 我们都知道 sight 就是视线对不对？所以在视线内就是指看得见这样子的意思哦。So, for example, I could say, when I looked at the door, there was no one in sight. That means, no one could be seen. I don't see anybody. Okay, 所以回到课文他提到就是更加独特的是呢，哇，完全看不到车子的踪迹哦。
So what is going on these streets? We've got cyclists, runners, and walkers, but no cars in sight. No cars can be seen, as Laura said. It goes on to explain that from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Sunday, about 76 miles of streets are closed in Bogota for ciclovía. This is what
ciclovía.
It is called in Spanish, because that's what they speak in Bogota, Colombia. They're closing down a lot of roads, 76 miles of these roads or streets, for about 7 hours, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Sunday. So you can go out on these roads that are shut down to cars, but you can take your bike, you can go for a run, or you can just go for a walk and not have to worry about traffic.
Nice, okay. I wish we could do something like this in Taipei.
This would be a good idea.
就是 ciclovía, okay. 我现在要确定我的西班牙文的发音是 OK 的 okay. 所以每个星期日从早上七点到下午两点、哦、大概是这个时段这个波哥大市区大有大约哇、wow, 76 miles, 就是76英里的街道。不开放 they're closed, okay? 就为了 ciclovía. Now you may ask, what is ciclovía? This is a program the city government has been running since 1974. Okay, 这个是个市区政府就是 city government 从1974年起就持续经营的一个活动。其中的 government 相信大家都不陌生就是政府的意思。常常我们可能会提到 the government policies or regulations 等等哦政府的一些政策等等。Okay, 那govern 就是它的动词表示治理啦或者是控制这样子的意思 OK 这里的 run 其实不是跑步是指经营的意思
The word ciclovía is Spanish for cycleway or a bike lane closed to cars Now a lane is kind of a narrow area that is usually for some kind of vehicle. Like in Taiwan, we have lots of little lanes that are the smallest kinds of streets that people might live on or drive down. And they are closed to cars. Closed to just means not open to. Mm. It means cars cannot go there.
OK, 所以 ciclovía 这个字呢在西班牙文有什么呢有 cycleway 的意思也就是单车道或者是自行车道的意思。OK, 那刚刚课文还提到的 lane 就是车道的意思 so we often see traffic lanes or a highway with three lanes, we call that a three lanes highway. OK, or sometimes, I hate it when the truck driver kept changing lanes.
Yeah,
right?
Moving from one side of the road to the other.
Kind of dangerous, okay. 而且刚刚我们还看到一个片语就是 be close to something, 就是 not open to something, 就是不对什么什么开放。For example, the meeting was closed to the public. Okay, so it's not open to the public, guys. 所以也就是呢我们回到课文是提到就是这个 ciclovía 也就是指不对车辆开放的脚踏车。
About 1.7 million people, or one-fourth of Bogota's population, hits the streets each Sunday. We're talking about one-fourth of the population, or 25%. So if we say one-fourth is 1.7 million, well, by quick math, that means the city is home to about 6.8 million people. people. So we got 25% or 1/4 of them hitting the streets. Hitting the streets doesn't mean they're actually, like, punching the streets or kicking the streets. Hit the streets here just means they're going outside to go for a walk. We often say hit the something, not to mean to hit something literally, but figuratively. It means to go out. Let's hit the town just means let's go outside. Let's go do stuff. Or hit the outdoors. In this case, hitting the streets just means to go out onto the streets to walk or run or go for a bike ride.
And there's that old song, Hit the Road, Jack.
Hit the Road, Jack, means to get out of here.
Yeah.
Go away. Not to actually hit somebody.
No. OK, 好，我们来看一下哦。这里呢，我们课文提到就是大约有170万人，也就是波哥大人口数量的四分之一。然后 Joe's math is really good， 他马上计算出来，所以大概呢，可能波哥大的 population 就是6.8 million， 就是680万。OK， 所以呢，每个星期日都会到街道上报道。OK， 这里的 hit 就是有到达的意思。而刚刚课我们有提到1/4， 就是四分之一。在英文我们提到分数哦，就是几分之几啦，其实我们就会用到序数。 OK， 所以像是四分之一其中的四，我们就会用到第四个，就是像 fourth， 1/4。 可是如果是三分之二，英文呢，诶，其实我们要先讲到这个二。 OK， 就是 2/3， 三分之二，然后那个三就会变成第三个序数 third， but you have to add an s， 因为有两个三分之一，所以是 2/3。 那我们再来举个另外一个例子，五分之四呢，我们要先讲四的部分， so it's 4/5。 有没有这个后面的五不能讲 five， 要用它的序数，就是 fifth， 第五个，可是要加 s， 因为有四个五分之一这样子的意思哦。 OK， so next we read in fact Ciclovia, is that how you say
Ciclovia.
It? Ciclovia is one of the most celebrated mass recreation events in the world. Okay, what does celebrated mean here?
If something is celebrated, it means that it is greatly enjoyed by people. Like they want to celebrate something. Remember, if you're celebrating, you're happy because something is good or it's enjoyable. So it's celebrated by people. It just means they really like it. And it's a mass recreation event. Recreation means things that you do for fun, things that you're doing when you're not working, things that you're doing outside of work hours.
Okay, 事实上呢，你们知道吗？ Ciclovia, is that how, am I saying this?
Ciclovia, yeah.
Ciclovia.
Close enough.
Okay, 还是世界上最著名的大众休闲活动之一哦。这里的 celebrated, 大家可能会想说 celebrate 不就是庆祝吗？可其实 celebrated 这个形容词是指 famous, 著名的、驰名的这样子的意思。For example, you could talk about a celebrated book or a celebrated writer. Okay, 那 recreation 呢，当然就是指这个休闲活动啦，或者是娱乐这样子的意思哦。
The idea for Ciclovia came from Jaime Ortiz Marino. Okay, it looks like Jamie, but in Spanish they say the J has an H sound. So it's Jaime Ortiz Marino. He went from Colombia to the U.S. to pursue degrees in architecture and design in the 1960s. Pursue here means to go after something, to try to achieve something. He went to pursue a degree means he went to go and get a degree in architecture, so learning how to design buildings, and also in design as well. And this is back in the 1960s.
OK, 大家可能会想要知道呢，这样子的一个想法很棒，对不对？那它是从由谁源自于想到的呢？ OK, 原来是由这个 Jaime, 那大家看那个拼法 J-A-I-M-E, 其实在西班牙文这个 J 的发音就是变成 H 的音，所以是由 Jaime 所构思出来的。 OK, 那他在1960年代从哥伦比亚到了美国去进修建筑与设计。这里我们看到了 pursue, P-U-R-S-U-E, 这个动词就是追求的意思。那后面我们可以接一个学历，比方像是 he chose to pursue a college degree, or you could talk about pursue a legal career, 或者是一个你可能要去追求一个你的 事业这样子意思，生涯规划之类的。OK， 那 legal career 当然就是指在 she wants to be a lawyer。OK， 她想要当一个律师。而刚刚提到的这个 Jaime， 她想要追求的是 architecture。OK， 就是什么呢？就是建筑。那如果我们要讲建筑师 ，the person is architect.
Now, Jaime went to the U.S. to pursue these degrees, and he saw that Colombia was following the American model of having people drive cars all the time. So they're following the American model or the American example. And back then, Americans thought, well, everyone needs a car or two cars, a car in every house, a car in every garage. And everybody was just driving around. They weren't walking or cycling or running. They were just driving cars, and Colombia was the same.
OK， 所以他发现哥伦比亚是遵照美式的开车文化，就是大家在路上都一定会开车。So what did he do?
In 1974, he organized Bogota's cyclists, and they pushed to close two central streets to vehicles. A vehicle is something that you can drive, like a car or a truck, a scooter or a motorcycle. Those are all examples of vehicles.And he said, okay, let's close these two central streets, streets like in the middle of town, they're usually very busy, close them to vehicles and just let people be on their feet on the streets or be on bicycles, just not driving cars or trucks.
Okay, vehicle 其实就是指交通工具，通常我们是特别指车辆的意思啊，像是cars, trucks, and other vehicles, okay. 所以呢，在1974年呢，他号召了波哥大的单车团体，他们协力推动把两条主要的街道不对车辆开放。
However, the program didn't really take off until the 1990s under a very supportive mayor. A mayor is the man or woman who leads a city. They are elected by the people and they are in charge of everything in the city. The program didn't really take off until the 1990s. If something takes off, it becomes popular or accepted. And we're going to take a closer look at takeoff in our shortcut for you.Shortcut for you.
Please come in. Welcome, welcome.
Special sale today. Come in and look.
It's not working. Nobody goes into our store anymore.
Maybe we need to change how the store looks. It is kind of old and dirty.
Do you think that will work?
Sure.If we do that, then our business will really take off.
Take off? No, I don't want to lose it.
To take off means to become successful.
Got it. Take off is 迅速走红.
That's right. Once we fix up the store, it will take off again.
But that means we have to close the store for a while.
Yeah, but it's either that or no customers.
Okay, time to close. I'm ready for this store to take off.
Okay, 我们刚刚的课文有看到 mayor 这个字就是市长的意思。所以呢，刚刚课文是提到说，不过这活动直到1990年代获得市长的支持才怎么样。Take off, 迅速走红 ,OK? 那刚刚我们也提到 supportive 这个形容词就是哇非常给予帮助很多支援的这样子的意思哦。OK, it's now time to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Let's talk some more about exercise in our chat question today, Laura.What is your favorite form of exercise and why?
I want to say window shopping.
Window shopping. Okay, so I guess that's walking?
Yes. Can I say walking?
You don't drive, right?
I don't drive. I can't drive.
Okay, so then it counts as exercise.
And I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
Ah.
I tried to learn how to ride a bicycle, but... I don't think I can do it.
It's never too late. You can
really?
Always learn.
I'm just so worried I'll fall off the bike and I'll get injured and stuff.
Well, walking is good. Walking is an excellent form of exercise.
Actually, power walking is not bad.
It's very good. It's the same as running. It's, it burns a lot of calories. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that gets you up off the couch is a good exercise.
Yeah.
Anything that gets you moving. You guys can talk about your favorite kinds of exercise as well. We're out of time on the program today, but we'll be back with more about Ciclovía and Bogotá closing its streets to vehicles on the next program. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
Bogotá closes its streets each Sunday. Walk down the streets of Bogotá, Colombia on a Sunday, and you'll see streets full of cyclists, runners, and walkers. What's more, there's not a car in sight. From 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Sunday, about 76 miles of streets are closed in Bogotá for Ciclovía. This is a program the city government has been running since 1974. The word ciclovía is Spanish for cycleway, or a bike lane closed to cars. About 1.7 million people, or one-fourth of Bogotá's population, hit the streets each Sunday. In fact, ciclovía is one of the most celebrated mass recreation events in the world. The idea for ciclovía came from Jaime Ortiz Marino. He went from Colombia to the U.S. to pursue degrees in architecture and design in the 1960s. He saw that Colombia was following the American model of having people drive cars all the time. In 1974, he organized Bogotá's cyclists and they pushed to close two central streets to vehicles. However, the program didn't really take off until the 1990s, under a very supportive mayor.
Vocabulary Review.
Government. The government is supposed to keep everyone in the country safe. Lane. This large road has six lanes, so it often has many cars on it. Celebrated. The celebrated writer has released his new book, and it is already popular. Pursue. Henry wants to pursue his studies by going to school abroad. Mayor. The city's mayor said he wants to turn the old airport into a big park.